This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Great news. Scientists say there's an easy way to improve digestive health. It involves eating crickets. Yeah, not only are crickets a great source of protein and nutrients, but apparently they're good for your gut, reducing overall inflammation in the body. Some people are even grinding them up and putting them in their shakes. No, 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 no. Speaking of food, this is strange. There's a woman named Maggie in Louisiana, and she's selling teddy bears made out of raw chicken on Facebook. She literally stitches together raw chicken parts in the shape of a teddy bear, and you can cook it and eat it. These bears look like something out of a horror movie. Unfortunately, it looks like Maggie, or Facebook, has taken down the post. It's a shame, too, because the price was a very reasonable $35 or $25 if you provided the chicken. She also said she could make clothes for your chicken bear. This is just sick. Well, what better to neutralize stories like that with puppies? Picture-perfect puppies. Yeah, word out, 65% of dog owners take more pictures of their dog than their significant other. Study also found nearly half of people surveyed said they'd find it harder to leave their dog for a week versus leaving their significant other. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Most who live here in Michigan know that between November and April, sunny days are hard to come by. Yet we still didn't make the Washington Post's list of U.S. cities with the best and worst weather. Best weather is all found in California, with an average of 175 nice days on an average year. Least nice places for weather: Alaska, Texas, Kansas, and believe it or not, Hawaii. Honolulu only has 31 nice days on average per year. From the Department of Gluttony Department, the Arizona Cardinals just introduced their new menu for the season, featuring a $75 7-pound burger called the Gridiron Burger Challenge. In all, the burger includes 5 third-pound burger patties, 5 hot dogs, 5 brats, 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, some special sauce, and 12 ounces of fries. It also includes lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, you know, to make it healthier. And there's an incentive to eat this thing. Any fan who eats the burger in 1 hour gets a Cardinals jersey and a prize and recognition on the video board. Oh, and one heck of a case of indigestion. Back to school time, back to college time. Princeton Review, out with its annual list of party school rankings, top 5. Bucknell University, Syracuse, Tulane, West Virginia University, and the University of Delaware is number 1. Closest to us would be Madison, Wisconsin, UW-Madison. That's where this company is based out of. Figures. Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM is your voice for the 55th Annual National Blueberry Festival this weekend. I'll be live at 4:30 at the Bobby Walker Basketball Tournament, followed tomorrow by emceeing the Great Parade at 11, Blueberry Pie Eating Contest at 2 at Riverfront Park, Fish Boil broadcast with the Steelheaders at 4, and Sunday morning I'll be live at the South Haven Regional Airport for the annual Rotary Fly-In Breakfast. Be watching for us at festival events and keep up to date this weekend with weather on land and on the lake. Welcome to Blueberry Festival. Our live broadcast made possible this weekend in part by Jensen's Excavating, providing residential and commercial site work in Southwest Michigan. They're always ready to roll. Jensen's Excavating. Knucklehead news out of South Carolina. where they're on the hunt for a man who broke into a woman's house and stole her corn dogs. Cops say 30-year-old came home to find a male intruder inside the house eating a corn dog. She recognized him as someone she'd met a year ago but couldn't remember his name. He told her that he entered the home because he was hungry. He ran out of the house, hopped on the woman's bike, and rode off. Cops at the scene took the empty box of frozen corn dogs as evidence and looked for fingerprints, but couldn't find anything viable. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you see something I should buzz about this weekend, send it to me. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. Our fax is 637-2675. You can leave us a message on Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. You can even drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Yeah, there's a drop box outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. If you missed a Daily Buzz broadcast this week, catch up at WCSY.com. That's where the podcasts live. Subscribe and we'll email them to you every day. You can also find them on our Facebook page and great podcasting outlets like Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We'll buzz again on Monday. And I'll see you out and about at Blueberry Festival.